Hey, if I haven't told you already, Sergeant War Dog TV has an app. It's now out on both the Apple App Store as well as the Google Play Store. Download it today. Find directions to Camp Doghouse. Hear all of our podcasts. The entire Sergeant's playlist. View pictures and get directions straight to Camp Doghouse, all from the app. Download today, Sergeant War Dog, baby, on the War Dog Trail. Salute. Be sure to follow Sergeant War Dog TV on social media. You can find Sergeant War Dog TV on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Vimeo, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Catch us online. Subscribe, like, and follow us. Salute.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Let's go to war, baby!
All I know is war, all I know is shoot, all I want is more. I'm a soldier, I'm a warrior, got a emblem on my cover, and ask me what I did for ya, I put the trash deep down under, yeah. I'm a dog of war, hell's what I've been through, I'm a dog of war, I did it all for you, yeah.
This is Sergeant War Dog, and welcome to episode 25 of the War Dog Trail. Now, I am recently a free man, so this episode is going to seriously divulge even more of my truth about the savage and psychotic Marine that I am. And we'll also delve into war anger management as well as domestic violence, all of which I have had trouble with at one time or another in my life, especially in my post-war life. Have none of these problems before the war, but had no idea that after the war I was such a dangerous person. No idea that after the war, I can go from zero and calm to clear attack mode without even thinking about it, because it was a job and I never had to think about it then. So, as a consequence, now not thinking about it and continuing on as myself with my normal warfighting habits, I don't fit in to this peaceful American society, this suburban society, which is why you find me off grid as much as possible, because that's what I'm used to from the war zones, whether it's in the woods, the desert, the jungle, what have you. That's what I'm used to. That's what I thrive off of. Alright. Now, since we are syndicated on DV Radio and DVRadio.net, and in this case, DV stands for Dysfunctional Veterans, DV Radio has recently started a campaign which they're calling DV against DV, which is Dysfunctional Veterans against Domestic Violence. Now, as I mentioned to you before, I am only a recently free man because I let my training get the best of me once again. I'm not proud of that by any means. But I know it's instilled in me. I know I don't go looking for trouble. I don't go looking to cause the chaos that I know I'm capable of. But I do know how to defend myself, and quite well. The problem is, you run into those situations to where walking away does not work, or you're unable to walk away because a person is impeding your movement to freedom, or you're possibly being attacked and you obviously can't walk away until you remove the threat, and then you can get to your freedom. Now, I might possibly be kicked off DV Radio for admitting this. I might lose syndication, but I am being completely raw and real with you. I have been called psychotic, delirious, hallucinating, that I was experiencing psychosis, that yes, I have PTSD, major depressive disorder, paranoid schizophrenia, and paranoid personality disorder. So, you roll that all into a nutshell, and I'm fucked up. Try not to be. Try to work around it. Try to endure it. Try to make sure I'm taking my meds, going to therapy, and doing everything I can to stay a calm warfighter. But it is not always easy when you have civilians pushing you, prodding you, doing things, saying things, all of which do not warrant your training. But on those times when you can't control yourself, all hell can break loose. People can get hurt. Now, I have been in trouble with the law twice for domestic violence. Completely not proud of that. First time, I was given leniency and required to take anger management, which, you know, I passed, paid my fines for, and had no problems with for the next 7 years. And that's the problem that I have when it comes to any mental health mistakes that I make or mistakes in life. No matter how long it is that I'm able to go and have good days, so whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, the day that something happens to where I end up breaking my good day routine or my consecutive days of decent behavior, I feel like pure shit having to go back to day one. Because it means everything that I fought for and sacrificed and have tried to change about myself is truly, possibly not working. And that I still could be just as fucked up as I was when I returned from my third tour in Iraq. And that's nothing to be proud of by any means. Actually, it's sad. It's sad to lose your own mind. It's sad to suffer from mental health disorders and not being able to control your own mind. Especially without medication to keep you stable. What are you supposed to do when you run out or you can't get your refills in time? Or because the COVID-19 pandemic has your mail order meds on delay? It's no one's fault. It's a sign of the times. But it is something that has to be dealt with, not just by me, by millions of Americans who suffer from mental health disorders. I remember I've tried to tell you on many occasions that if you think anything about what I'm doing now happens to be nice or cool or creative or anything going on with Sergeant War Dog TV or this War Dog Trail podcast or the Sergeant's Ops Report, where I lay out international security news from the State Department, please know that before I was ever able to get to this state of functionality or semi-functionality, that I was a pure hot mess. I could not tell up from down, left from right. The world's never looked the same after the war. It's never felt the same after the war. And you can't really help that. Because of what you've been through, what you've seen, what you've done, losses you've incurred. I will never judge any veteran for things they have done, especially when they relate to them being unable to control certain parts of themselves to where they do engage their training and they end up hurting someone. But again, like I said, I will never be a hypocrite to tell you that I have not suffered my own setbacks in the same field under the same way. Not ashamed to tell you that I'm a piece of shit as a civilian. That regardless of any military accolades I might have had after the 3 tours in Iraq or any decorations or accolades, they seem to matter very little to me in terms of how I feel about myself as a post-war civilian or a post-war veteran living in a civilian world. At this time, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to bring you into the Sergeant's playlist before we continue.
Business when you the only one I talk to at night. No, I ain't trippin'. It does my hollow when they get caught slippin'. No, I ain't bothered. just hope that you get it. Keep it 100, cause I always listen. When have I ever not listened? When was I not there for you? When could you not tell the truth? When have I not had your back? Thought we were better than that. Thought we were better than that. This ain't how we do. Used to be better than that.
That was Tay Marion with his song Better Than That. You can find Tay Marion on Twitter at I Am Tay Strong or on Instagram at Official Tay Marion. Continuing with the episode. I want to delve into let's say counseling of different sorts. Whether it's anger management counseling, whether it's PTSD counseling, whether it's marriage counseling, financial counseling, any other form of counseling. All right? I find it very, very unfair that as a war veteran, especially a combat war veteran on the front lines who was responsible for pulling triggers at people, I cannot stand when I go to some form of therapy and my military occupation is used against me. My PTSD is used against me. Or everything revolves around me being this horrible individual, horrible human being, psychotic, suffering from mental health. Because often those issues have nothing to do with whatever I'm in counseling for. But it is a part of my background, so it's always used. But it's used to the point where it forbears and overbears whatever issue I'm there to seek counseling for. So, for instance, if once during marriage counseling, the entire time the doctor harped on me and my background and how many times I'd gone to Iraq, he totally overlooked any other issues we might have been dealing with, such as spending problems, honesty issues, etc. It was automatically all turned into me and my PTSD. So, what does that do to a veteran? Now, depending on who you are, how you are, your mental strength and how you let things affect you. Being told these sort of things by civilians can severely bring you down. Can severely lead you to feeling like shit about yourself. Can possibly lead you to want to take your own life. Because you get the feeling that you don't fit in here. In this civilian peaceful world anymore. You fit in the war zone. It's possibly how you feel. If you're like me, sometimes you feel that you were destined to die in the war, so being here alive, while you're not ungrateful for it, you do face thousands of situations and scenarios that you had never thought about or bought into or even considered, because you were pretty sure you were going to die in the war. And that you'd never have to worry about or deal with any of these post-war issues. But it isn't always that easy. I'm sure thousands of veterans can attest to that. And for those who can't and who view me as a piece of shit, I accept that as well. I understand that. I know you don't want to hear about those of us on the front lines that have come back with issues or problems. In my case, no, there weren't any explicit drug use or alcoholism or homelessness issues. There is a serious paranoia issue within my own mind that I could not beat. And at times still cannot beat without the help of medication and therapy. Now, for some of us, that's just the story. That's the way it goes. That's the way we have to live our lives. Somewhat proud of your military accomplishments, yet utterly ashamed of your civilian failures. Now, I know many people will tell you, you gotta learn to forgive yourself. You gotta learn to let things go, move on. The issue is, when you have PTSD, you obviously have a problem moving on from things in your past, or you probably wouldn't be suffering from the intrusive thoughts or other symptoms of PTSD. You know, the memories you're dealing with, flashbacks. So it's not as easy for you to just willy-nilly forget and forgive yourself. It's even more hurtful and painful to try to remember how great you were as an individual while you were on active duty, on reserve, in uniform. How you were sharp, you had your shit together, you were on point, you were on time. Your shooting records are great, your fitness records are great, your conduct and proficiency marks from your superiors are great. Yet, somehow, you find yourself either in trouble or, you find yourself either in trouble in a legal way, meaning jail or prison, or in a mental health way, meaning psych wards and mental hospitals. Now, unfortunately, I'm able to tell you I've been in both. Not for very, very long extended periods of time. But in full honesty and full disclosure, yeah, I am a Marine that has failed in this civilian life time and time again. Even though I never did as a Marine, I never did my first 2 years after active duty, attending college full time, and being able to work full time, being able to get my own apartment, use the GI Bill, etc., being able to work for a defense contractor like Lockheed Martin, or other armed security jobs that I came across. It blew me away that one day I could go from being a college student to the next day being a psych patient who had to be shot with a tranquilizer that put me down for 2 days before I could become stable and coherent again. I mean, even to this day, that still shocks me and baffles me. Can't really understand what happened to me or why. There are times I'm even upset at God for allowing it to happen, to be honest with you. Because for me, the Marines was supposed to be just a stepping stone. I still wanted to continue after the Marine Corps, finish my degree, and join the State Department's Diplomatic Security Service.
When you're a pro, you got to do a little bit of everything. A little, and even a little. And it helps to have something that works.
While I attended UCF, I worked at Lockheed Martin so that I could keep my security clearance active. I mean, I really wanted to just graduate, still have my clearance active, and be able to jump right into protecting our diplomats, ambassadors, our consulates, and our embassies around the world. Now, what broke my heart into a million pieces was the fact that when I did break with PTSD, I lost my security clearance. I lost my top secret security clearance. All because I did my job in Iraq. I didn't go AWOL. I showed up for my 3 tours as I was supposed to. I followed orders and went wherever I needed to go or was ordered to go to. Yet still somehow, because that part of my life merged into my now civilian or post-war part of my life, there was no credit given for the prolonged exposure to combat. Now, I'm not, you know, bitter about that. I'm not an advocate for it. But I do wonder what the world or the country expects from us after we've had to be violent on the front lines in order to survive. All of that training, it becomes muscle memory. It's ingrained in your body without a thought. You don't need to be mad or upset to go to work. Hell, you can go to work sick sometimes, right? The same thing happens in war. We don't need to be mad or upset in order to go engage someone or to get into hand-to-hand combat. It's just a job. It comes naturally. But therein lies the problem. Because it's not supposed to come naturally when you're living in a peaceful zone or in a peaceful society. Like the post-war lives of Americans or any service members once they return to their home countries. It's a very difficult life to be a war veteran or to be a veteran, period. because you see realities and truths of life and of the world that you know for a fact many have not seen, would not understand, and probably couldn't fathom unless they were there to see it for themselves and to immerse themselves in, so that they truly were able to get the gist of what happened or what you were saying or what you're trying to relate to. Personally, I have somewhat of a problem with the VA and the vet center assigning us to therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists who have never been to war and totally do not understand us, who might think that because they've read the DSM manual or they've read every podcast or blog or about Iraq or Afghanistan, or they've read every PDF and self-help book there is about understanding war veterans, they still don't get it. It's like talking to a virgin about sex, man. I mean, either you're in it and you understand it, or you're a virgin and you're lost. And personally, I grow tired of running into individuals who, veteran or not, therapist or not, cannot relate to the level of combat that I've seen. Cannot relate because they never joined the combat arms fields. They don't know what it's like to enter someone's house. They don't know what it's like to be hunted by snipers and to be ducking and dodging their accurate gunfire. They don't know what it's like to have killer training at their hands, at their beck and call. They might not know what it's like to be off in remote, off-grid places where your survival depends on nothing but you and the other three or four men in your team. So that leads me to say and to believe that a lot of what is said to us as war veterans is NA, non-applicable, especially when you think of who it's coming from. When you go to the VA, remember, they are dealing with veterans from all branches, and they like to clump us all together. You know, I mean, what a Coast Guard service member complains about with their PTSD is clearly going to be different from what someone in the Army or the Marine Corps complains about with their PTSD. Why? Because the Coast Guard is not normally involved in ground and hand-to-hand combat. Alright, I'm going to take you back into the Sergeant's playlist one more time.
Girl, what she want? Take a trip side on the boat. Plus, get a man by the boat. She get firm clad, no coach. Just on a bad like coach. Baby girl got a glow. She get high with me, no flow. We just smoking on XO. Shit. I can buy my girl what she want. Take a trip side on the boat. Plus, get a man by the boat. She get firm clad, no coach. Just on a bad like coach. Baby girl got a glow. She get high with me, no flow. Just smoking on XO. I can pyramid cut coat. Get fox fur on the flow. We can take a trip to the coast. Tell your friends you ain't got a boast. She count bread by the loaf. In a condo, make a toast. Them groupie hoes do the most. I love everything you post. We just made a play on post. She had air one of my shows. She the biggest fan I know. She gon' hold it down at the crib. She can have air one of my kids. She held it down for the bid. She can have air one of my wheels. It's safe to say on wheels, huh?
baby. This shit here forever, baby. Yeah, I'ma take you wherever, baby. No matter the weather, baby. This shit here forever, baby.
I could buy my girl what she want. Take a trip side on the boat. Plus get a man by the boat. She get fur clad, no coach. Designer bag like Coach. Baby girl got a glow. She get high with me, no flow. We just smoking on XO. Shit. I can buy my girl what she want. Take a trip side on the boat. Plus I get a man by the boat. She get fur clad, no coach. Designer bag like Coach. Baby girl got a glow. She get high with me, no flow. Just smoking on XO.
Okay, that was Iwi and his song, All Around the World. You can find Iwi on Instagram at EEWEE_1. Again, that was Iwi with his song, All Around the World. Now, closing this episode, I want to discuss one last subject, all right? And that is being written off by family and friends because they don't understand you, because you don't understand them, because you now have PTSD or any other mental health disorder, or because you might have acted erratically and now they see you as a liability that they no longer want to be dealt with or a part of. In my own life, I have had a parent of my own tell me that with war veterans, it's like we get stuck on stupid. And let me tell you, few things piss me off more than a statement like that. Other times there are things like, why don't you just get over it? Why don't you just let it go? Mind you, these comments are coming from people who've never left the country with a gun in their hands. And you remember I told you in previous episodes, the opinions of anyone that's never left this country with a gun in their hands should matter very little to none at all to you if you are an individual that has. Because again, it's like talking to virgins. It's like here you are, having been a rock star, having been living the porn star life, and you run into these virgins who are still baby stepping and trying to figure out even an iota of what you're talking about, and they can't, and you can't explain it to them. It's one of those things where you just have to ride the ride and understand on your own. I used to take a great deal of time and trying to explain things to friends or family members why I do what I do or why I am the way I am. And by that I mean I used to go out of my way to let people know, like, hey, if you see me staring at rooftops or windows, it's because I'm used to snipers, you know? Or if you see that fireworks on New Year's Eve or the 4th of July put me in a different mood, well, it's because I'm used to those sounds being associated with a lot of death and blood and gore and maggots and feces and everything else that comes with a war and killing. Until it dawned on me over the years, that is a waste of time, that no matter who I thought understood that I was gone for three tours, who understood what I was doing during my 3 tours as a rifleman, none of them could relate to what the life was actually like. None of them could relate to what the actual war phases were like. Because you have to be there to understand that part. You got to experience it with your own eyes, your own body, your own senses. You got to get your ass in the grass, basically. And if you don't, well, then there will always be that divide between those that have and those that haven't, but continually talk shit about it or continue to think they know or understand it when they really don't. So, going back into what I was saying, if you do find yourself written off, you are going to have to find your own mental strength and intestinal fortitude to remember who and what you were when you were in country. Remember how tough you were. Remember how strong you were. Remember how you had everything locked on and squared away, and you were ready to handle business. Well, now the battlefield has changed. The country has changed. You're in a completely different setting than you were before. And nothing ever seems the same. Nothing ever looks the same after the war. And that's just a normal part of what all war veterans experience. And I'm talking, you know, from World War II and World War I and even before then. The ways we've gone from the title being called, you know, shell shock to soldier's heart to PTS to finally in the 80s when they recognized it as PTSD. War veterans have been through a lot, without saying, without question. Now, after they've gone through so much in other countries, you'd think that it would be somewhat easier to come back to a peaceful society, to come back to the States in peace. But that's not always the case. Sometimes there are adjustment issues. Sometimes there are monumental misunderstandings because you don't think like them and they don't think like you. And you don't act like them and they don't act like you. What interests you does not interest them, and vice versa. Things that they complain or bitch about, you don't. Because you know situations could be much worse than they are. Plus the fact that you're grateful for everything that is here on this side of the world in the States as compared to what you've seen in other countries. Sometimes that's just the nature of the beast, man. Now, personally, for anyone that would write you off while you're going through your mental illness and trying to get stable, I find no time or compassion for them once you do become, or once you, if you are able to become stable enough to function socially again. Because those same ones that wrote you off, discarded you, counted you out, have no idea how strong you were to begin with. They don't know how strong you were in country, so they definitely don't know how strong you were out of the war zone. And they don't know your resilience to survive here. And this is never one of those things where you need to take it as, oh, I need to prove or show anything. Because you don't need to prove a motherfucking thing to a civilian, trust me. As a matter of fact, they need to prove things to you. They need to prove that they can run in your footsteps, they can wear your shoes. Because if they couldn't, and we had to rely on them to defend our country and our way of life, we'd be fucked with a capital F. This has been Sergeant War Dog for episode 25 of the War Dog Trail. Be sure to download our app in order to hear all of our podcasts from the War Dog Trail, as well as international security news from the Sergeant's Ops Report. You can also visit our website, SergeantWarDogTV.com, and access podcasts from there. Or finally, you can search for Sergeant War Dog TV on Google or on most major podcast platforms. You can search for the War Dog Trail. Hope you enjoyed the show. Salute.
All I know is war. All I know is shoot. All I want is more. But I got some things to do. I'm a dog of war. Hell's what I've been through. I'm a dog of war. I did it all for you.
DDDV Radio.